I want to welcome the meeting on October 3rd, 2018. Welcome to the guests that are in the audience and approve what the minutes that are in your package. Anybody have a chance to look over those or any corrections or concerns? Motion?
Motion approved.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So moved. Jeff, do you have anything to report?
I do not.
Jim? Jeff? Jim?
Just one thing. I think Deb has a letter on it, but it has to do with the signage committee. We can cover it later.
Bruce? Liz?
No.
Okay, moving on to next unfinished business. I think we're going to work on the architect review. Want to do that in the house? We can get, Doug wants to get out of here. Doug is going to do that in the major subdivision.
Yeah, we're going to do it during the major subdivision thing, which I think you're there.
So Doug, we're going to look at, talk to him first.
Yeah, Chad can introduce it.
Yeah, the only major subdivision we had was back to beyond 1,000 acres. They're going to revise their preliminary plan. They pulled it out at the last minute. They said they want to make some other changes to it, so it'll probably come back to November. The architectural standards, I think I put a copy of those out of the ordinance in your packets. It says the zoning administrator shall request the recommendation of the planning commission on the design of any proposed principal non-residential structure that will be visible from a public road and will use metal siding on any facade. What we're looking for, the standard is in locations visible from a public road, no more than 60% of the building facade may have metal siding. It also talks about avoiding blank walls more than 50 feet in length. Some of Doug wants to, you know, everybody's here from the church meeting.
Yeah, pretty pictures.
He's got a letter and some pictures to show how they're going to comply with these standards.
Yeah, Doug's letter lay there on your, in front of you when you came in. And this is what he proposed.
You want to take a look at that?
Yeah, just over the, somebody over there, whatever. Now you say you'd be for boat storage and boat.
It's, well, it's, they're also going to do, use it somewhere for the retail too, because they might have a boat showroom inside. And in the back, they really don't have a big service center in the existing building, so the back will be all service center.
Okay.
So we actually had to add some, a little more stone veneer on it to get the right proportions, but we got the right proportions on the amount of stone required in the code. And pretty much everything has a breakup. Within 50 feet has a breakup. We have door windows, additional glass, stone. The rear of the building does not, and as you've been by, the existing boat racks will be across the entire back, so it'll break up the entire back of the building.
Right.
The building is seen from all sides. We kind of put that together. 219 mainly, so you'll see this part from 219. Deep Creek Drive, you'll see the back somewhat. I mean, it's a little bit higher, so you have to look up, but it's definitely visible.
Anybody have any concern with this? Can you see the picture pretty well?
I think Doug did the computation show.
Yeah, we did.
What color is the siding?
The siding is probably going to be a brown to match the existing building that's next to it.
Kind of a dark brown.
Dark brown, really dark brown.
Dark brown.
Yeah.
And then the roofing?
And the roofing will be brown as well.
Okay.
Don't look at the colors are just to show you the percentages, but we went ahead and did all the calculations on the percentages.
It's not purple.
Is the roof metal?
The roof is metal as well.
Does that have anything to do with the percentages?
It's the building facade.
Okay.
So it's meeting the standard by.
Yeah, it's meeting it all. And I think in what was in your packets, you may have added a stone later.
Yes, we did. We did have a stone later.
Probably sent another copy out on the back.
Yeah, I sent out.
The one I emailed you?
The one you emailed.
That one had a stone on the back.
Yes.
Okay.
That showed the stone.
And the building is designed as a butler building in case it ever needs to have change of use. It's made for, as a two-story building, so it can actually have, always be an additional building for additional businesses.
Liz, do you have anything?
No, I don't.
Anybody else?
Looks like last building.
a motion?
Make the motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So moved.
Thank you.
We moved to zoning appeals, then, Chad?
That would be me, and before I get into that, I want to introduce you to Bruce Metz. Bruce, if you could stand up. So, he is now sitting in Bill DeVore's office. He will be doing both building permits and zoning permits. We're kind of integrating them more and more. He will also, when we get to the sign discussion, he and I will both be serving as staff to that. So, I wanted you to get to know him.
Is it Bruce Metz?
Good luck.
Bruce Metz. Yes. All right, so you have one case. I'm going to read it to you, but it's going to sound very familiar. An application submitted by Raymond Ferguson for a variance to allow the subdivision of an existing parcel into two new lots with a minimum lot area of 1 acre each and leaving the residual with 2.4 acres. In addition, the applicant is seeking a variance from the terms of the minimum lot width standard in order to allow the two new lots to have lot width less than the required 150 feet. Property is located at 371 Pisel Road, tax map 42, parcel 28, and is zoned Lake Residential 2. So, Mr. Ferguson had submitted for last month, and so you had seen that, but that submission was four new lots. He altered it, made it two new lots, both of them, which were narrower. So, that's the new application. Any questions on it?
Anything?
Well, it's for lot width now. They did narrow them down to 133 feet, so they're not meeting the 150 foot minimum.
Right.
Two new lots are 1 acre. They're not asking for a new vacant lot now, so the two new lots are both around existing. And then the residual piece meets the requirements. It's 2+ acres and more than 150 feet.
Anybody have any concerns with these? I mean, I guess you guys don't really have a problem with them. You see any, you setting a precedence for anything, or?
That's up to the zoning board to do.
Okay, we'll let that go. Anybody want to weigh in on this? Setting all down.
Okay.
All right, moving on down to the comp plan discussion.
We'll let Chet lead.
Sure. I wanted to just take some time this afternoon to go over the last, the final open house that was held back on September 10th. In your packets, you should have two different types of information. There are three sheets that are typed, and then there's a map. So we'll talk about the type sheets first. They are one sheet for each of the, it's a summary sheet for each of the stations that we had at the last open house. The first was population, second was housing, and the third was facilities and services. So what you see on each sheet is a listing, a typed up listing of all of the comments that we recorded on the flip charts and things that people submitted. And then, as is the case with the other three open houses, everybody, when they walked through the door, got a set of sticky dots. So they went around to each station. If they agreed with something, added another dot. Something that somebody had written up. So these are ranked in order of priority. So like for the population, the number one there was transportation capacity would help growth, especially on 495. And that had six dots beside it. So based on who was there at the open house, they thought that was an important thing to know. Moving on to housing, we did show some preliminary goals based on the existing comp plan. People thought that affordable housing, I think overall, was a really important issue this time around. And then also thought that rehab and renovation of existing stock is something that's important to for the comprehensive plan to consider. There were a lot of one-star items, lots of things that people thought were good notes. So I'd urge you to take some time and look through this. Let me know if you have any other questions at a later date, or if you have any today, certainly. And then the final sheet was facilities and services, and that kind of is coupled with the map. So first of all, for the type sheet, the summary, far away, the most important thing for people that attended was don't consolidate high schools. And that was a comment that we heard a lot. Other ideas for community facilities or a farmer's market, looking at some more regional type of park opportunities like an Eastern Continental Divide Loop, which is what people noted. And then with this one, we had basically a county map that people were able to go up and mark up and note some of these same things. So what I did was go back afterwards, and as you can see on the map, there's some green dots that have numbers in them. Those correspond to the list that you should have as well. So each tag there, each number on the dot corresponds to the tag, which is going to be the right hand column. So that number, for example, number one, you'll see on the map a couple times. That's the Eastern Continental Divide that somebody mentioned. Number two is Wolf Den State Park. So you can look around, and we didn't change anything. We didn't look for correctness. We recorded exactly like people showed at the meeting, and that's going to be part of the public record, and it'll be part of the comp plan supporting documentation. So I think the next steps now are to continue draft of the different components of the plan, the different chapters, the different subject matter areas. We have a head start on environment work as well as some of the economy sections right now, and my goal is to have probably those two wrapped up in the next few weeks so that we can at least have a draft to you for review, and then we can take the next steps on continuing forward. I think this was the last open house, so the next opportunity for public engagement is going to be when you all present it and put out a draft for public review as part of the planning commission process before it goes on to the county. So,
is that going to happen this year?
No. at least your part will. That's the plan.
That open house will public comment would. Yeah, I'm thinking. We were talking about doing it as part of your meeting, but maybe moving your meeting to Garrett College and having it in the evening instead. But that's dependent on when the draft gets completed.
As far as the four open houses, I think overall, and Debbie certainly has an opinion too, I think they were successful. I think we all hoped for more people to be there, but I think the representation from the community was fairly good, and I think that compared to other public processes and agencies that I've worked with, this is a great turnout. A lot of times people today are apathetic and they don't get interested. So I think having the average on 40 to 50 people per open house was pretty good, and I think it's useful information. Obviously, we'll be taking the information and the suggestions and recommendations that people made and incorporating it as we think fits. In my professional opinion, we're not going to inflate one person's opinion over top of the entire county because they came to the open house and some people weren't able to. But we're going to fold the comments in and make sure that anything that's reasonable in conversation with the planning department will certainly work into the recommendations. So
did you say you averaged 40 to 50?
I think I'm just guessing.
Well, that's
but I think that was
did you see some of the same people at all four of them, or two or three?
We saw
them?
Yeah, I mean, there were a handful of people that came to each one, but because each open house had a different topic,
right,
there were people that were really engaged with the environment or people that were really interested in the economic development stuff. So there was a different mix at each one.
Experimenting with the timing, it seemed like the attendance got a little better as with each meeting. Is that
yes?
Incredible observation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Deb, you're working with Kevin on the county strategic plan, right?
Yes.
So, are you kind of looking at that and this to see that they complement each other, or there's no
Well, yeah, there's, yeah, I haven't seen any conflict between the two, so, yeah, I'm sure it would have jumped out at me. At least I would hope so.
So if you all have any questions about what was in the packet, I'd be happy to talk about it now, or just get back to me with anything you'd like to take.
What's the Eastern Continental Divide League? Sorry, Ted.
Okay, yeah.
You know what that?
I have no idea.
Are they talking about like off the interstate that you make a loop there?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at the map, you can see a series of ones that kind of makes a loop kind of south.
I didn't know if they meant a loop off the interstate, because the interstate says there's Eastern Continental Divide.
Right.
I didn't mean they.
No, that's not it. It's from Garrett Trails. It's been their plan for quite some time. It's on their website, so if you Google Garrett Trails, it's there.
It's a proposed loop off of the greater Allegheny Passage.
Yeah, the Allegheny Passage.
Where you can come off of that, come down, loop through Garrett County, and go back up there. So it's like a side trip off of the.
Okay, I thought they meant off the interstate, because I just don't see that happening.
Right. No, yeah, the gap goes from Pittsburgh to Cumberland and, or to DC, I guess. So it's a connection to that.
Okay. Thanks.
Also in your packet, we had one comment that came in since the last open house, and that was on emergency services. So that's in your packet, and it is online now as well.
I will say, speaking of public comment, there was some lively discussion, at least in terms of getting people included on the Facebook for the different events. So we need to talk about how we document that.
Did they write posts of their own comments as well? Okay,
yeah,
we'll have to maybe figure out how to print them out and get
right.
them on the website too.
Right.
Okay.
So you have some social media. Mm-hmm. So that seems to be the way this process is working. It seems like.
I think a fair number of people that came to the open houses saw it there. I'm not sure if that was the primary.
You did boost it before the one meeting, and we had a big boost in people.
I did the last one, too. Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Any other discussion or any other questions? I mean, my biggest thing is, when do you think we'll have a draft review? Just December?
Well, hopefully before then, but okay. I should have a better idea later this month. A
couple weeks.
I get what I'm getting at, I guess, Debbie, is it looks like it's going to be able to be in November, but instead of making a meeting the 7th, that we can bump the meeting back so that we can speed up, keep the work in your process. We better have the meeting a week later if we can get a draft. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, the
so
you next meeting is the 7th. If you have a draft complete by the 7th, I don't know.
That might be tough. Would your December meeting be the first week?
Yes.
That's probably more likely.
So we could plan on the December one. But what I'd like to have is, if we have the draft, is to have it out to the public for a couple weeks before
right.
your meeting.
Exactly.
So I don't, you know, however that timing works out,
right.
if it doesn't work out for December, we'll do it in January.
Mr. Chairman, a question. Is there a closing date for public comments?
No, not at this point in time. No, that would be really close to the end.
I mean, honestly,
because the public comments, I mean, you keep taking them, so they can still go on Facebook. Even when we have a draft, we'll accept comments. So
that's really the first time you're actually officially taking comments.
Right.
This is just,
we're just taking recommendations
kind of,
now. What are your ideas?
Foundational work we're doing now. I mean, when the Planning Commission actually advertises and publicizes the draft, there's a required period
okay.
for public comment.
So will that be a couple months or?
Well, that's what we were just discussing, when the draft
no,
might
I mean
be done.
After that,
it's a minimum of 30 days.
It's a
minimum of 30 days after it's released. But after we do that, then there's going to be another public hearing when there's a final that the commissioners will do, and there will be another public comment period associated with that.
But we're not going to see it before the public, really. Is that correct?
We could.
We're not going to be making
yeah.
a comment.
Usually, whatever I get from Chet, I'll email to you guys.
So when you're doing the draft, you're taking, we spent months going over each chapter,
mm-hmm.
seemed like for the past year. So that probably has more weight than one little individual comment, right?
Well, he's using that as the basis.
Right.
And use that for the basis for the open houses. I don't want to speak for you.
No, no, that's exactly.
I mean, we're not taking like one little comment and that's going to be part of the plan. I hope not.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier, that we're going to, I'm going to put the right weight on individual comments. And,
for example, and I can take heat on this, but for the Marcellus shale drilling, there was one comment to put that in the Garrett County's not going to do Marcellus shale drilling. I'll come up with 100 people that will be against that easily. I mean, I would not vote for something like that. The state of Maryland's already nixed that, and I don't think it deserves comment. That's me speaking. That's my Jeff Connor's opinion. And me being a farmer and a big landowner myself, and all the other farmers that I talk to, who I associate with a lot, feel the exact same way that I do. We feel robbed. So if that's going to be in there, then I'd like to know up front.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see the draft.
Well, I think that, I mean, we had quite a lot of discussion about that, about whether we were going to include that. So I think our discussion of it has more weight than one person's comment, but we could all sit here and nitpick any issue that we would like and make a public statement about it if we chose to, but I don't think that's the process that we're looking for.
Right, and that's why I just came up with one comment as an example, you know, because we had one comment on that, and I didn't want any. I just use that as an example. We have many one statements. Is that going to be part of the plan? And I agree with you, Liz. We already spent time going over every chapter in our feelings, what we thought was important.
I mean, you're
because we're not part of the draft and the plan, so that's just what I was asking. You know.
Well,
I think we are part of the plan because we've done a lot of work for the last year on what the plan should include, what the chapters should look like, what they should include, what we should leave out. I think we're vital to the process. We're just now going to put that in front of the public for their official comment on it. So I wouldn't say that. I think we are probably one of the biggest parts of the process.
I absolutely agree. That's why I made that comment, because I think we already spent enough time and gave you enough to go with, and I didn't want every single little comment to be part of the plan that we're just not aware of, because we never went over every single comment. We already went through the process, like Liz says, and to me that has more weight at this point than a dozen different single comments.
Well, that property applies in a broader context too. Like there were 6 or 7 comments about don't consolidate high schools. I mean, that won't be a decision for this body of the plan. That's the elected board of education decision. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how that's reflected or will be reflected in, or if it'll be reflected in the plan.
Now we will, you'd said comments will be included in the supplemental material. So everything that we get, there's a supplemental material, there's the plan, and then there's supplemental material that says this is our process and these are all the comments that we got. So all that's available. So they will be documented.
Well, I think speaking to your point, overall this plan is supposed to be comprehensive. So there may be recommendations on schools in there. I mean, there will be from at one point or another, but the Planning Commission doesn't have the power to do that, or the County Commission. It's going to be somebody else. So, I mean, there may be recommendations, but that doesn't mean that there's teeth to it.
But you have final say on the recommendations.
Well, you
I mean,
make
what
a
you
rec-
want to put.
You can't make a recommendation if you don't have the information you need to.
Right.
You can recommend it be studied or something.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And, you know, the reason I ask you to put something in there, we could have a confrontation for an hour on one person's comment, because some things can be highly contentious.
That goes back to what Liz said.
Yeah.
You have to look at all of it and then use our own judgment about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if we put a draft and you would put insert one comment and that's going to go before the public and us all at the same time, we don't have enough chance to retract it.
I don't think you can stop.
I think
we're being
retract.
Transparent. If it is, it is.
Yeah.
We've dealt with
right.
contentious
okay.
stuff before. I think it's been a transparent process.
Yeah.
I think you've got to wait till the draft comes out and then deal with whatever
with
whatever at that point. I mean, if they're going to comment, it's going to, you're right, they're going to comment.
Yeah.
And it,
Well, just look at the.
Justifiably remove a comment that somebody had, like.
Well, I'm not saying remove a comment, but I mean if it became a piece of the whole plan.
I understand, right.
That's where I'm coming from, because.
What's the threshold for inclusion in a plan? It's gotta be more than just one comment, right? I mean, how does, we're not necessarily making a decision on anything, we're just reflecting the different opinions out there, right, in a plan, so I mean, I think I understand what you're saying, but hopefully it's the threshold for being included in it is more than just one person's opinion.
Right, and what he does is draft, he's gonna take this information, this is basically your study guide or your backup information for what recommendations in your draft that you're gonna make at some point, I would assume.
It's gonna be another source of information, just like the 14 months of work that you all did and everything else, and it's all gonna have different priorities.
So then when we sort down through it, we're gonna say, we don't think that'll work, or that's not gonna work, and then, you know, then we modify it, and the public's gonna come back and make, and right, they're gonna make comments based on a couple of things that are there, you know, even a couple of them aren't gonna matter, you know, I understand what you're saying, I just think it's hard to, I've always fought for transparency in this process, and I think this is about as transparent as you can be with what you have, with the participation by the public was actually more than what I envisioned, except the two meetings out of that, there was, you know, the second one was very well attended, I thought, and some input, and again, Jeff, you get the same people, you went the first one, and you get the same people to come and have the same axe to grind, in a sense. And then I think you end up with, but I did like to see the last one. We had a few people that I hadn't seen before. I did not know them. I did not see them at other meetings. And it was kind of interesting to see what their input was. I think you saw that too, didn't you? There was a couple, because, you know, just the same, a couple of the same group came, but there was also some people really outside the box that were there that was really surprised. So I thought that was good. But I think for this process, we just have to leave this. You come back with recommendation with your draft, and then at that point we want to make adjustments, because we're going to see it before the public sees it.
Well, that's what, you know, I was wondering, are we? Did we see it before the public sees it?
Yeah, that's why I'm moving the meeting, I think we need to, right.
Okay. Well, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, that's why we can't schedule the meeting yet.
I don't want us to be caught off guard and
that's not going to happen.
You know, at the same time the public's looking at it.
Right.
That's where I was at. Okay.
But like on a issue like the Marcellus Shale, I mean, it's the plan is going to identify that as a issue, and it's probably going to say that there's different views or opposing views on. I mean, we're not coming out and saying we're opposed or we're for it, right? That's just going to identify it as an issue and say that there's
no difference between anything else.
Well, and I think we've kind of said that it's really a non-issue right now because there's just can't do it
until the state of Maryland changes their mind.
But this is a plan for into the future, and we have to identify any possibilities, right?
But I can see if there's one comment, there'll be a push where people want that in the plan. Garrett County's not considering that.
And that's typical. When you look at any comment, even at our open houses, you had people that had exact opposite comments.
Exactly.
And they're both going to be there at the end, and they're both going to say, hey, my comment needs to be a recommendation, and the other one's going to want their, you know. It's unavoidable. That's just the way it's going to happen.
One dude to sign and love it. I wasn't going to put in the plan. That's why I can't do that. He's dead right there. What did he do? He stood up.
Part of this is politics and has to do with the election, because there are some people that are trying to stir up voters by saying that fracking is being reconsidered. It's just a ploy to try to stir up their base and get more people out to vote for them. That's what it's about. And it doesn't make any sense because the state of Maryland has banned fracking.
Right. And that's what I basically said.
We've been asking a couple different meetings about rumors that we were reconsidering. And I'm like, what? How would we do that? We haven't done anything. We're not doing anything.
If that's an issue, I think the plan just says we recognize that there's a state law being against fracking. You know, that's the end of the story.
Yeah, I think you're always going to have controversy. I'd rather deal with controversy than deal with the implication that we didn't have it be a transparent process.
Exactly.
I think that's probably the most important thing that we could do is ensure that it is. So.
Well, some people, when they say it isn't transparent, means that you didn't do what they asked you.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
It's on the board.
Any other comments? You need anything from us, or everything going all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Debbie, anything else?
Nope.
What about the signage?
We're doing that right now.
Next.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting ready to adjourn. I know he's pretty quick.
Where's your agenda, Jim? It's on your agenda.
It's not on mine. Oh, yeah.
See.
Okay, Debbie put a letter in front of you from county commissioners and the county administrator about the signage group they wanted to put together. I guess it looks like, am I correct, Jim, in saying you want us to form the committee and then make recommendations to you guys, is that what it is?
I think our discussion was we'd like you all to nominate people to be on the committee with the representation that you identified in the letter to us.
So Debbie and I talked a little bit before the meeting about, you know, we have Billy Weisgerber, I think, volunteered, Karen Meyer volunteered.
Amy Zimmerman for the Board of Realtors, and Nicole Christian said the chamber would send a representative if they wanted, if we so desired.
I think our recommendation was to try to limit the 10 to 12 people.
Well, we were talking about like 5 to 7. But I mean, you think more the better?
I think we just wanted to make sure that we had a good cross-section. You identified some.
And that's what Debbie and I were talking about, are the people that we talked about, Mike Trumbella and Dwayne Keene or somebody like that, that neutral when it comes to politics and also have a state get deeper because they own a place on the lake, you know what I mean? So I guess what we have to do, we're going to advertise that what we're thinking.
Well, you could handle it how you wanted it, but we could put out a press release calling for volunteers, asking for representation from the citizenry. You do have business interests that were already volunteered. But you can just open it up and see what you get, and
I mean,
you can handle it that way.
I mean, you say 10 is the number you like?
Well, my personal experience is if you get more than 10 people, then it's...
That's why I said 5 to 7.
So I think, though, to Deb's point, we have stated publicly that when a committee like this is being formed, that we will put it on, like, the county website and notify people that we're forming a committee for this purpose and give people the opportunity to volunteer. Doesn't mean they're going to get picked, but because we've been accused in the past of kind of doing it in the back room and nobody knew we were doing it and they didn't have an opportunity.
Well, last sign committee, was it? Leo Martin, remember? Him and I, yeah.
You were on the last sign committee. You know all about it.
So you think just go ahead and put something on the website and then...
If that's okay with you, I can create a press release and get it on the website and get it out in the paper.
Yeah, but I agree. You're talking about our Billy Oscar, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that'd be good. I agree with all the people you just said. That's a nice little cross-section. Yeah. People who have interest in it.
Yeah, and we need to find balance on it, you know, business interests and then citizen interests. I do envision, as I said, Bruce and I will serve as staff and will provide any of the information, but I would also like to bring in Mike Getty to give advice to the group on the Supreme Court decision, a representative of the sign industry to give them information on what's available and what the technology is and where it's going in the future so we can have some guesstimate, so we don't write something that's already out of date. So those sorts of educational things have to happen. If that's all okay with you. It's also important to give them some direction when they start so they know what you want. I mean, what I get from all of you is finding a balance. We don't want signs everywhere. We don't want signs you can't see or read. We need to find a balance. So that kind of direction needs to come from you to them.
And I think we talked about balance and what you want. I know you wouldn't do this, but what you wouldn't want is to have 4 sign industry people and 4 business people and 2 homeowners associations, you know. So we did have some discussion about, because there's so many homeowners associations, how do you go about picking the ones that are going to be representatives on the committee. So I know you all can sort through that, though. Now, just to be clear, Jeff can serve on the committee. He doesn't have to go on to the county website and say he volunteered. He can serve without doing that.
All right, so I can draft a press release. I'll get it out to you via email so you can approve its content.
Certainly by December, we'll have a committee in place, hopefully.
Well, we have to get it out and give them time to give us feedback back in. So I can have the draft press release within a week. If you approve it, we can get it out there. Advertise it for a week in the paper or 2 weeks. I mean, as soon as that hits the website, it's up, but really should put it in the paper as well.
So then this board picks from the volunteers and
try to find a balance, mm-hmm. Send it on up to the commissioners for their approval. You okay with that process?
Volunteers?
You guys are going to hear it anyway. You guys have to make a statement anyway.
I think one from the committee would be good. We already got that.
Oh, Billy.
Billy volunteered too.
Yeah,
but.
I think that would suffice for us. But don't you worry about it? Or do you think we should have more weight?
Well, it'll end up back in your lap anyway. They're recommending to you, and you're recommending to the commissioners.
Yeah, I think just Billy would be on it.
Okay. So I'll get that out in the next week.
Yeah.
If you can give me a quick turnaround on it, then I can get it in the paper.
Can you take a vote on this, or are we just going to go with it? I don't think you need to vote.
Does anybody
Everybody
object?
Okay?
At least ask.
All right.
No? Okay.
Anything else, Debbie?
Just a couple items to bring to your attention. The Consolidated Transportation Tour is this Friday at 10 a.m. in this room. The Secretary of Department of Transportation, Secretary Ron, will be here along with the Administrator for the State Highway and a host of other dignitaries. So we'll be giving them a summary of our priority transportation list and be doing their summary of what they're doing in the state. So if you're interested in that, this Friday at 10. Also, Department of Planning is coming in for their next round of information on the state development plan. Remember, they were here once and you guys met with them. And they had a public hearing and they met with county officials. So this is the second round. They've already been through the state, went to all the counties, and now they're doing region meetings. This one's going to be at Prosper State University next Tuesday, October 9th at 6 p.m. in the theater, Lydell Theater, I think it's called. Okay, so if you're interested in those are coming up.
Anything else?
Just so you know, the CTP is just going to be you and I. Larry and Paul are going to be there. So.
All right, we'll put on a good show. It's okay.
Okay, next meeting November 7th, here.
Yes.
Unless something changes. Mm-hmm. All right. See you then.
Thank you.
Yeah, there it is.
I would have to go.
Thank you. Hi.
Tell me about this.
So I think I gave you the priority
list,
okay. Didn't I? Yeah, that's our transportation priority list. It was sent in every year. It pretty much stays the same every there's not enough money to go around. But every year they come around every year.
What are you doing today?
Oh, yeah.